poll, Donald Trump leads Harris in 7 battleground states where race was closest in 2020. By Hannah Knudsen on August 29, 2024. Former President Donald Trump leads Vice President Kamala Harris in the 7 battleground states where the race was the closest in 2020, according to a recent Reuters/Ipsos survey. The survey, conducted August 21 to 28, attempted to frame the entire story on the national poll showing Harris leading Trump by 4 percentage points. But in reality, things look far more grim for Harris. 7 paragraphs down, this significant tidbit is revealed. Trump is leading Harris in 7 key battleground states where the race was the closest in the last presidential election cycle. In the 7 states where the 2020 election was closest, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan and Nevada, Trump had a 45% to 43% lead over Harris among registered voters in the poll, Reuters revealed. And indeed, there were razor-thin margins in those states. Biden took Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia by 0.7%, 1.2%, and 0.2% respectively, for example. Just 0.3% separated the two in Arizona, 1.4% in North Carolina, 2.8% in Michigan, and 2.4% in Nevada. It should also be noted that this poll was being conducted both before and after former independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his campaign and tossed his support behind Trump. Related, RFK, I've made the decision to suspend campaign, support Trump. The fact that the economy remains a top issue for Americans could be a concern for Harris as well. Given that respondents in the Reuters/Ipsos survey chose Trump as having a better approach to managing the U.S. economy than Harris by a 9-point margin. Recent surveys also show Trump leading Harris in key swing states, including Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Arizona. August polling from Insider Advantage and the Trafalgar Group told a similar story, with Trump leading Harris by 2 percentage points in Pennsylvania, 3 percentage points in Nevada, and 4 percentage points in North Carolina. Notably, those surveys were taken prior to Kennedy Jr. dropping out of the race, a move many believe will benefit Trump. Related, no spoilers. RFK, I'm removing my name from 10 battleground states' ballots. This coincides with results from the latest survey from The Economist/YouGov, showing a shift back in Trump's direction among independent voters. As Breitbart News detailed, while Trump predictably leads among Republicans and Harris leads among Democrats, Trump has regained a solid lead among independents, as 42% choose him compared to 37% who support Harris, a 5% gap. That reflects a slow swing in Trump's direction over the past few weeks, as Harris initially overtook the lead among independents, a lead that reduced to a tie 3 weeks ago with 36% support each and a 1-point advantage for Trump the week after. Last week, the two tied with 38% support from this group. In other words, Trump's support among independents, following the DNC and RFK Jr. dropping out, has grown 4 points in the last week alone. Another 2% of independents go for Stein, while 1% choose West. 2% say they would not vote if those were the options, down from 6% who said the same last week. All eyes now go to CNN Thursday evening, as Harris is finally sitting down for her first interview since being coronated by Democrat elites. Dana Bash of CNN has a chance at greatness today. If she gave a fair but tough interview of Comrade Kamala Harris, she will expose her as being totally inept and ill-suited for the job of president, much as I exposed crooked Joe Biden during our now famous debate, Trump said on Truth Social, anticipating the interview. How cool would that be for Dana and CNN? Also, the interview should not have tampon Tim present to help with the inevitable Kamala stumbles, and under no circumstances should the transcript be allowed to be changed in any way, shape, or form, the former president continued. Dana and Jake were fair, but firm, in my CNN debate with Crooked Joe. This is a chance for Dana Bash to reach real stardom, while at the same time doing a great service to our now failing country. Good luck, Dana, do the right thing, he urged.